Just in time for Halloween adjacency, we have a story about a real witch who was friends with some of the most famous jazz artists of her time. Here's NPR's Neda Ulubi.
Is this on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm...
In 1977, a witch was the guest on Studs Terkel's radio show on WFMT in Chicago. He teased his friend, Gertrude Abercrombie, for wearing pointy hats, casting spells, and befriending black cats.
No, I'm a witch. Oh, that's true.
What I meant. Yeah.
Well, no, I've been called a witch many times.
Gertrude Abercrombie lived in a ramshackle house in a bohemian neighborhood on Chicago's South Side, says Robert Cosolino. He grew up there.
And she would say it was haunted with poltergeists and all sorts of other kinds of spirits.
A magnet, Cosolino says, for other creative spirits in the Jim Crow era.
Her house was one of the places that black musicians knew to go as a safe house, and they would often perform or stay with her beyond their gigs.
Abercrombie, a white woman, was close with Sonny Rollins, Sarah Vaughan, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker.
Oh, Charlie Parker was very difficult, except just before he died.
She inspired a song by Ritchie Powell called Gertrude's Bounce. Supposedly, says Robert Cosolino, she walked just the way the rhythm sounds. Gertrude Abercrombie was tall, solid, sardonic, and a painter who returned to the same mystical motifs.
Owls, cats, the moon.
Kind of spooky. Yeah. Well,
Gertrude Abercrombie died in 1977. She was 68 years old and had struggled with alcoholism. Her work is part of a show touring U.S. museums now called Supernatural America. It's currently at the Speed Art Museum in Louisville, Kentucky. Robert Cosolino, the curator, says after years of neglect, Gertrude Abercrombie was rediscovered in 2018 when a New York gallery called Karma put on a retrospective.
It was her first exhibition in New York since the 1950s, and people lost their minds. When Gertrude Abercrombie's come to auction now, they're insane.
A few years ago, you could have bought a Gertrude Abercrombie painting for only a couple thousand dollars. Now, it's more like hundreds of thousands. Her dark and haunted landscapes dotted with dead trees and half moons feel like a kind of conjuring. Dizzy Gillespie said in their own way, her paintings were jazz. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.